The aid organisation CARE says the number of child brides has tripled in some Syrian refugee camps since the start of the civil war. Threats of sexual violence have prompted some families to sell their daughters out of fear they'll be raped and then no longer considered honourable or marriageable. Penny Timms reports.
According to CARE, there's a new child bride somewhere in the world every 2 seconds. It's released a report that shows child marriage is most common in African nations, but the organisation says there's another trend that's continuing to fester. Since the start of the civil war, there's been a surge in the number of Syrian refugees being forced into marriage in some camps.
We're seeing a massive increase in child marriage. Child marriage was a factor of life. Child marriage being marriage of people who are under 18 was something that did happen, but it was much rarer in the past than it is today. So we've seen a massive increase in child marriage in Syria and in Iraq. And we've seen even as far afield as places like Egypt, Syrian refugees have been talking about the concept that Syrian girls are being offered up for a child marriage and that they are very much in demand as child brides.
That's Isadora Key, a gender and emergency specialist from the organisation CARE. She recently travelled to Turkey to speak with refugees in camps.
For the women's group, the first thing that they said was, we're really concerned about child marriage, or early marriage as they called it. First thing they mentioned, we had the same set of interviews with men and they didn't mention it at all. In fact, it was only when I asked them about it that they said, oh yes, that's a problem.
According to the organisation, between 2011 and 2014, the number of forced marriages in the Syrian refugee population in Jordan tripled for girls aged 15 to 17. It says the threat of rape in refugee camps and the subsequent robbery of a girl's so-called honour means there's little sign of those numbers easing. Associate Professor Rita Shackle from the University of Sydney says forced marriage has serious lifelong implications.
The impact can be hugely significant and in many cases devastating for the young girl. The research in this area shows forced marriages on young girls have lifelong impact.
Australia is preparing to take on 12,000 extra Syrian refugees, with the first to arrive by Christmas. Associate Professor Shackle says Australia has strict laws preventing forced and child marriage, but it's unclear what impact they will have for those already wed.
I think that raises a whole host of legal complexities. What's important about the laws that we have in Australia is that if someone who is living in Australia is actually taken overseas to effect a forced marriage, then those laws apply, and the penalties that are attached to that criminal conduct is quite severe.
PM has asked the Department of Immigration and Border Protection to clarify its policy surrounding refugees who were victims of or participated in child marriage, and if that will be a consideration for resettlement approval. CARE says improved education and a cut in poverty can help to reduce the frequency of child marriage.
Penny Timms reporting there.